We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's River West neighborhood, aptly named for its location, west of the Milwaukee River and north of North Avenue, prides itself for a do-it-yourself attitude with a bohemian creative flair. So it's no surprise then that a movement called Power Down Week took hold in River West. Its mission is straightforward: make your carbon footprint as small as you can and do it with others. The third annual Power Down starts this weekend, and WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz caught up with some of the organizers earlier in the week as they prepared for another River West neighborhood tradition, the Gordon Park 4th of July celebration.
At first glance, the Gordon Park Independence Day celebration looks like any other. It's not yet 9 o'clock, and smoke is already billowing from sizzling grills loaded with chicken and other unidentified meats. A lemonade vendor has set up shop under the shade of a tree. But next to the park pavilion, Dan Felix is exercising his energy independence contribution to the festivities. His face glistening under the hot summer sun, Felix turns his gaze to three locally produced solar panels mounted on the top of a recycled rental moving trailer. Now Felix's shop on wheels.
Even just one of these panels would have been more than double the amount of solar power that we've had at this event for each of the past 2 years.
Felix has one foot planted in the information technology world, the other alternative energy production. Jumping inside his trailer, Felix shows off the intricate system of cables and deep cycled batteries.
These two happen to have come out of floor scrubbing machines.
A foreign world to people like me. But what Felix hopes to demonstrate is by putting heads and wires together properly, there are ways to get power besides plugging into the wall. Time for chit-chat is running out. Felix still has work to accomplish before the 4th of July revelry begins. He's rigging up several stationary bikes that will physically feed the system. His son, now a 10-year-old, instigated Felix's plunge into pedal-produced power.
My son had made a comment that he'd be willing to pedal to power like his video games or TV or things like that. And he's been dragged along to many building sessions and gets to be the guinea pig on the bike a lot of times.
Felix says it didn't take long to realize it'd take his son a lot of time and energy to produce enough electricity to power video games.
My son would have to pedal 5 hours for every 1 hour of video game usage.
Still, pedaling serves as a powerful teaching tool.
Even though these pedal generators aren't going to produce as much power as those solar panels, it helps to make the mental connection as to how much power we actually use. So it's good to get people on the pedal generator and get them working really hard, and then like point out a nearby light bulb. And a typical human being will power about the equivalent of one incandescent light bulb.
The bicycle generators, that was my project because I wanted kids to understand how much it took to light a light bulb.
This is River West resident Claire Moore. She's one of the founders of Power Down Week. Moore says its inspiration was born from a storm.
We lost electricity all over the place, and people ended up gathering together for a candlelight dinner at Zav LePlay's video shop. And it was such a precious time. We're like, we wish we could have this all the time. Well, maybe not all the time, but, you know,
night. Wouldn't
it be interesting to create more community by doing it intentionally, by creating times when you didn't have power to use, and you really tried. So that's the premise of this, is to do it with somebody else and to lower your carbon footprint, and that's all.
People who sign on to test the Power Down waters are encouraged not to switch on lights. Instead, that's a time to light a few candles and sit around with people. While Dan Felix contributes his alternate energy skills, Moore's contribution this year, she says, is storytelling. The quiet of a candlelit circle can create connections.
No, we all are missing connections. When we look at psychological reports and depression and stress, connection is a huge intervention. And here we have opportunities to actually create more connection and lower carbon footprint at the same time.
Because I'm a good coordinator, I got roped into doing the
calendar.
Meanwhile, Natalie Berland, a highly organized petite bundle of energy, is in charge of hammering out a potpourri of workshops for the upcoming Ratchet Down the Power Week, from Claire Moore's plein air storytelling to Dan Felix's experiments in alternative energy.
We're having an acoustic night at the Public House on Thursday, and we're also doing a contra dance. It's an English country dance.
Berland says she's working on everybody she knows.
The idea is to have people connect with each other that wouldn't normally connect, and also challenge people to look at their own energy use and say, wow, it wasn't that hard to have the air conditioning off one day. Well, normally it's not 100 degrees, but it's... And the fan's just fine, or maybe I could just go sit outside in a breeze and meet my neighbor.
Carlos would seem a perfect person to make the power down connection. The River West resident just rolled into Gordon Park to talk over his latest creation with friend Dan Felix, the guy in charge of all things energy.
I call it Pee-wee energy.
Don't let its striking resemblance to a sturdy pinwheel on a stick fool you. Carlos says with a bit of tweaking, his mini wind turbine could power a cell phone or even a laptop.
It's a little dynamo off a bicycle.
Yep.
And I took like a Ralph Lauren cologne cap and a fan blade.
Uh-huh.
And then now I just have to put a wire on there. And I was thinking hook it up a phone charger or something. I don't know yet. Dan's going to help me with the wiring because you have to have it. It's DC. So you need some, what do they call those things? Resistors or something? So the charge doesn't flow back.
But Carlos says Power Down Week itself does not figure into his midsummer plans.
I don't get involved in any of the committees because nothing gets done by committee. Dan gets stuff done. And, I help him and he teaches me.
At its heart, though, the week's organizers hope that treading the earth more gently is an idea that won't be switched off anytime soon. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with the organizers of the 2012 Power Down Week. Although born out of human energy in River West, Power Down is picking up steam in other Milwaukee neighborhoods as well. The week of Living Gently on the Earth culminates with a potluck and drum circle jam session in Washington Park on Sunday, the 15th of July. There's a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. An international celebration of Latvian music began in Milwaukee earlier this week and continues through the weekend. We'll learn more about it after a short break. You're listening to Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee Public Radio.